Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
She gives us the gossip. Go on then, pretty. What is it?
So Kris Jenner shared some devastating news in her family yesterday, actually. Her sister Karen has passed away unexpectedly.
Aww.
At the age of 65. Now, we don't really hear a lot about Karen.
Yeah.
They apparently had a very complicated relationship growing up. And Kris, you know, posted a tribute to her.
Mm.
Posted a bunch of photos saying, "My heart aches for my mom, MJ, and my niece, Natalie. And I pray that God guides us all through this difficult time." So our thoughts go out to Kris Jenner, Mama Jenner over there. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas's divorce proceedings back on. Sophie Turner is asking a judge in Miami to reactivate the divorce case with Joe Jonas.
Mm.
This means the two are probably unable to reach a settlement outside of the court since their temporary custody agreement expired in January. If you don't remember, Joe filed for divorce in September 2023.
Right.
Things turned very messy because very soon after that, Sophie sued Joe, claiming he was wrongfully detaining their children in New York City when they previously agreed that they would be moving to England. They went back and forth. It was very, very messy. They gave them some time to figure it out. They couldn't, so it's going back to the courts.
Okay.
Which is kind of sad.
So it's messy. They've got kids as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, this is why it's getting messy.
Yeah.
And finally, it is confirmed. Taylor Swift did cause an earthquake in LA and Seattle. So this is what happened. Taylor Swift's fans in LA predominantly caused a concert tremor so big that it registered the same magnitude as a micro earthquake.
What?
Micro earthquakes are anything that's kind of in the zero to below zero range.
Mm.
This is according to a new research paper that was commissioned by the California Office of Emergency Services. There were reports of earthquake-like activity at Taylor Swift's concert in LA on August 5th.
Mm.
The strongest tremor, they say, this study found, was created when 70,000 fans sang "Shake It Off." It came in at a 0.851 magnitude.
Wow. And it caused an earthquake.
Yeah, so they're saying that this is not like, don't think of it as an earthquake where it happens in a split second. So over the course of this song, collectively, the tremor basically added up to 0.851 magnitude.
Give me one artist who can do that.
Travis Scott.
Nah.
He caused an earthquake.
Did he?
Yeah, when Kanye West came onto the stage.
Hold on, let me see.
I'm sure there was a similar story.
Was it the same magnitude, Rossi?
I don't know if it was the same magnitude on the Richter scale, but well done. Well done to Taylor Swift there causing...
On August 9th, Travis Scott was performing in Rome. I love that Rossi knows random information.
Thank you.
Is it the same magnitude?
So it was 60,000 people who jumped so vigorously that some locals panicked thinking that an earthquake was underway in Rome.
Now, I do listen to your gossip, Pretty Malik.
And I must have done this in August. so they said that this happened in Rome when Travis Scott said, "Make some noise."
Well, and they all jumped up and down.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Big Rossi with the useless information once again.
Love
Hit us with your tag, Pretty Malik.
Peace out, home fries.